The carrier says with the reduced fleet and fall schedule now final, it'll need up to 900 fewer flight attendants. Federal law requires the carrier notify attendants 60 days in advance of possible layoffs. American's Tim Smith says there was little choice.
It all comes back down to trying to find ways to produce our product and take in revenues and fees that are enough to cover the cost of providing the service, which isn't currently happening.
The flight attendants expected this announcement because of schedule cuts, but union spokesperson Frank Bastien says the numbers are lower than members thought.
The reaction here was generally positive in that it was as low a number as it was. So I think most of us were pretty pleased that the number was not higher. The people that I know, when we heard the number, kind of looked at each other and said, well, that's doable. We can whittle that down significantly, if not completely.
American will try reducing flight attendant numbers through standard retirement and attrition. Then it'll use early retirement and other plans to reduce the flight attendant workforce. The company has not announced cuts in numbers of ground workers or pilots yet, but expects to any day. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.